blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 14, stanzas 3, 4, 6, and 7. When I regard the wondrous heavens, and thy handiwork on high, the moon and stars ordained by thee, O, what is man, I cry. Psalter number 14, 3, 4, 6, and 7. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in Psalm 104. Psalm 104. But first, we will make a confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, and the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and with majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, and that it should not be removed forever. And thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment, and the waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. And they go up by the mountains, and they go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. And thou hast set a bound, and that they may not pass over, and that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine, that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil, to make his face to shine, and bread, which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. And so is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. And there go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, and they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. And thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. So far the reading of the Holy Word of God. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal God, who can pray to thee aright? We have read together what was in the heart of thy servant, and it is by times in the heart of thy children, when they may also receive such a frame as he, that they may look about them, and that even the birds of the air and the trees of the field and all that is about them does give them to see thy hand, wherein they may glorify and magnify thee, even for the smallest blessings, which are so great. O Lord, could it please thee in this afternoon so to humble our hearts in thy sight, as the heart of thy servant was humbled, when we are called in this afternoon also for a moment to stop and to consider the gifts of thy hand also in a natural way. Lord, we have so many needs. We are dependent upon thee for everything. There is not one of us that can give to ourselves our life here upon this earth and that can sustain it. There is not one that can give to ourselves the least of all the necessities that we have in this world. But Lord, thou knowest also that there is not one of us that can give ourselves that life by which our eyes would be open to see these blessings, by which our heart may be open to weep and to mourn, and that we do not serve thee, that true and that living God, as we were created to do in our father Adam, but we have with and as he has rebelled against thee, We have gone our own way, and we say to thee day by day, by all our thoughts, by all our actions, by our whole life, that we would have none of thee, nor a desire for the knowledge of thy ways. O Lord, to whom else now can we go in this thy holy day, but unto thee who is able to give to us all that we need, outwardly but also inwardly, that our life may be upright and that it may be before thee in all things, but that we may desire and need that forgiveness for all our iniquities that alone can be received by thy Spirit through that which thy Son has been willing to accomplish when he freely gave himself to suffer and to die for the chiefest of the sinners. Lord, wilt thou look upon each one of us? Thou knowest what lies within our hearts. Thy servant did say he was the chief, but thou knowest what we are. That thou may open it also unto us, that our hands may be given truly to smite upon our own breast, and that we may have to cry out with the publican of old, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner, that in such a way of owning our own guilt, that we may also receive that justification, that man may come to know. Then there is such a peace, then there is such a rest, and then there is a praising and a magnifying of thy name, O thou Most High. Lord, it is all to thy honor and to thy glory. That is the only foundation. That is the only reason that we can lay before thee in this afternoon hour. That thou wouldest come and look upon us with our dear children. That thou would take reasons out of thyself when there are only reasons in us, that thou shouldest cast us from thy countenance forever. Lord, we beseech thee then that thou may, even in these moments, that thou may look upon what thy Son has done. Oh, may thou look, Lord, upon that which he presents before thee, moment by moment. Oh, may thou look upon that blood that is a sufficient reason that thou would say to thy Spirit in this afternoon to go forth and to command this one and to command that one to come forth out of that state of death, and that thou would bind that strong man arm that keeps us therein, and that thou may deliver us from that awful death, that spiritual death, that we may receive that new life, that we may receive that life that hungers and that thirsts not only for the natural bread, but that cannot live without God in this world anymore. Lord, we beseech thee for that blessing, that thou would do it for thy own name's sake, because it will end in thy honor and thy glory, to a great and never-ending eternity, and in the multitude of subjects is the glory of the King. Lord, wilt thou look upon our nation and all the needs and all the cares. Also, when we have heard of that reward that was given to one in this nation who was responsible And it did advocate the death of so many unborn children. Oh Lord, we can but weep and we can but mourn for all that takes place in our nation. Oh, that thou would make us to become the guilty ones, and that we may be brought in our inner chamber truly before thee, and that thou would remember our rulers and our governors and all that stand on our behalf, that thou thyself would look upon them, Lord, that is our only hope, and that thou would change it, that thou would make a difference when we are not able, and that we may be given to take up our own responsibility, and to make our voices also to be heard. But Lord, that is only a means, and thou art the cause. Oh, that thou thyself then would stretch out thine hand, and thou that thou may turn the heart of these kings, these rulers, that thou that art able to turn them whithersoever that thou wilt. Lord, could it please thee to do so, and to remember us as a nation. Oh, leave us not to go our own way, but wilt thou have dealings with us, and wilt thou turn us again as a people to thy law and to thy testimonies. Wilt thou remember the unborn, Lord, there are so many millions of them. Oh, their life that is in so much danger day by day. Oh, that thou thyself may remember, and may thou thyself protect them. Do look upon all those that are serving in the military, wherever that they may be over the face of this earth, but especially where wars are active. Lord, may thou thyself protect them and give them a place before thee. To seek refuge in thee. Wilt thou look upon all those that sorrow, all those that mourn, widows, widowers, and orphans. Be also with all that are the subjects of great disasters in this world. And may thou help in all of the misery that must be experienced because of our own sin. And Lord, wilt thou then remember us as a denomination, as a people, as congregations, oh, that thy truth, that may be held onto by us, that it may be forwarded also in the midst of the congregations. Then it is necessary that thou would give true conversions, that we may experience that truth in our own souls, and that the youth also and the children, that the fathers and the mothers may come to know it in their own experience, and so that thou wilt preserve that truth amongst us. That our children also may be given to hear it, and that they also may receive the benefit thereof. Lord, wilt thou look upon thy servants over the length and the breadth of this whole world? Wilt thou give an increase in their number? Remember those that are persecuted for the sake of thy name. Wilt thou strengthen, wilt thou encourage, wilt thou visit them? And oh, keep us from taking our liberties for granted, that we may learn to hasten for the sake of our life, while it is still called today. Help us, Lord, in this afternoon hour, to bring forth the instruction out of thy holy word, according to that which we have received from our forefathers. Lord, that thou would give a little liberty and opening a little insight into it, and that thou would visit us here in this place with thy salvation undeservedly. Forgive all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 37, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The spacious heavens declare, and the glory of our God. The firmament displays His handiwork abroad. Day unto day proclaims His might, and night His wisdom tells to night. The last collection today is for the school. Psalter 37, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Congregation, we read in Judges chapter 8, and Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. And it will not stop there, because then we may read how that they will slay the 70 sons of Gideon upon one stone. That is just the continuation of what we have done in our father Adam, when we, with all that the Lord has given, when we have with him turned our backs and we have departed from him, when we have rebelled against him. And how is it now in our life this day? We wish to consider something of this with you in this afternoon from Lord's Day 50, question 125. Lord's Day 50, question 125. Which is the fourth petition? Answer, give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, that neither our care nor industry, nor even thy gifts, can profit us without thy blessing. Therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So far, our Lord's Day. A petition for daily bread. First, the object of this petition. Second, the foundation of this petition. And third, the aim of this petition. A petition for daily bread. First, the object. Second, the fountain. And third, the aim of this petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does that mean? Our daily bread. There are those that say that this means the bread of the sacrament. That was a bread that in the days of the early church fathers was used almost daily. There are others that believe that this daily bread that is pointing to a spiritual food. That is, that the Lord Jesus said, I am that bread which came down from heaven. That is certainly also a bread that is necessary daily. There are others that believe that this is now speaking about the natural bread. Thus, before we begin, we must try to determine what
this Lord's Day is speaking about, not only the Lord's Day, but the Lord Jesus himself. That is not so easy. Why? Because this word daily, the word that is translated daily here in the Greek, is only used once in the whole Bible. And this is the only place that we can find this word. So we really have nothing to compare this word to in order to try to determine its meaning. What that word is signifying is bread of necessity. That which suffices for each day. Thus, when we consider all of these meanings, the sacramental, the spiritual, the natural meaning of this daily bread, then certainly we can say that it applies essentially to all three of them. And yet we must say that the most natural meaning of this petition is pointing to the natural bread that is necessary for our bodies day by day. Certainly, there is one thing that is needful. Certainly, it is that spiritual bread, and that we hopefully are not able to do without. And it is good if our natural bread is leading us also in our life to contemplate the need of our soul. But we know that the Lord Jesus has also taught his disciples to pray for the natural blessings in this world. And if that was not the point of what the Lord Jesus was saying here to his disciples in this petition, then we must say that this petition that this would altogether be lacking within the Lord's Prayer, because none of the other petitions are pointing to the natural needs for our bodies. And therefore, we do believe that this petition, that is a petition not in the first place for sacramental, or even for that most necessary, the spiritual bread which came down from heaven, but that this petition is in fact pointing to our natural bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Then we must say that does not include only food and drink, but that the Lord is including here all of the necessities of our life. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. Thus, clothing, shelter, health, and strength, all things necessary. Thus, what does the Lord Jesus do? And then he puts all the necessary things that we need in this world all together into one small petition. He makes, as it were, a summary. Why? Well, because it is impossible for us to lay out one by one each and every single need that we stand in need of in this world. Indeed, most of the things that the Lord is actually providing to you and I every day are things that we have never even thought of. These things that we so take for granted in our life. And sometimes when the Lord is removing one of them, then our thought goes out to their necessity. Thus, for the most part, we do not even realize the number of blessings that the Lord is giving to us. That the Lord is, for example, upholding all of the systems of the universe. That the Lord is moment by moment making the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies all go about their orbits. We see continually that the Lord, He is providing seed time and harvest, and that summer and winter, they are not ceasing. How often do we consider that the Lord is giving us the cold and the heat, the weather, our climate? That the Lord is providing growth unto the trees and the shrubs and the grasses and the bushes and all things? When we would only with our children go one day to our school, and we would begin to take a look with them into the microscope, and then we will enter into another world, as it were, that we with our natural eyes do not see, how that the Lord is upholding everything in that microscopic world, the molecules, the atoms, and the protons, and neutrons, electrons, and all those things which many know nothing of. The Lord is at the same time preserving the properties of all of the elements of the substances that are in this world. When we would only consider one of those elements, that of that most necessary water that the Lord gives to us day by day, and when we would learn a little bit of the properties of that substance, then it will be enough to humble our hearts, at least in a natural way. When we look at the systems of our bodies, and when we will study again with our children about the circulatory system and the muscular system and the... Oh, we can go on and on, right, boys and girls? What you learn in school about your whole body, and how that the Lord is without your thinking about it for one moment, that the Lord is giving to you the strength in your hands, in your fingers, in your legs, in your feet. Scientists, they will spend a whole lifetime studying only one small portion of it, and yet they cannot come to the end of it. When we think of how that the Lord, He is upholding man in all of the different aspects also of his emotional life, of his rational mind, of his social life. The Lord took that away once. And then man understood its necessity. That was in Babel, when no man could understand each other anymore, and where they were forced to separate from one another, restraining grace in the world, and that evil disposition that is boiling in the heart of man day by day, that the Lord is restraining moment by moment in order that this world may still continue, in order that He may gather in His church. But when the Lord would let that go for one moment, that He would leave man over to himself for one moment, then we see man that he is destroying himself and others, terrorism. When the Lord would let go of the wind, and that He would allow it to blow in its fury, we see that from time to time in this world. When the Lord would let go for a moment of the moisture from the skies. And then all that labor that we have done in this past season that can come in one moment all to nothing. Thus, there is really no end to this. We have only mentioned a few things in order that we think a little bit. But really, the more that we may learn in our mind, the more, the deeper that we may go into some of these mysteries, even in a natural way. And then the lower man must come before that great and that almighty creator and upholder of this whole world. And now the Lord Jesus has instructed his disciples to ask of him, give us this day our daily bread. And actually it is every one of these things, the things that we may know within our minds, that we are responsible for that knowledge, but also those things that we do not know, that the Lord is putting all together in this one petition. Give us this day our daily bread. Then it is not only for our own food, but it is actually for the food and for the necessities of all humanity, and then especially for God's church. Give us this day our daily bread. Thus the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray for one another, and then especially we read for that household of faith. So what do we see in it? And then we see at once the needs, they are multiplying. Those needs, they are as it were, mushrooming. Who is then able to comprehend them all? The temporal needs of rich and poor, of great and small, through this whole world. The needs of households. The needs of all the fathers and of all the mothers and of all of the children. The needs and all the misery that is experienced in this world by those who may be in this relationship of husband and wife. The needs of all the sickness of the mind and of the body that is in this world. The needs of all that are in pain, all that are in suffering, all that are depressed, all that are living in great anxiety. The needs of everyone that is living in a time of mourning. Their inward needs, that missing, that emptiness, that loneliness, sometimes a great despondency. The needs of all those that are suffering from the disasters, from the tsunamis, from the famines, from the earthquakes, from the hurricanes in this world. If the Lord was not an infinite being, then it would be impossible to provide for all these needs of the human body. Because those needs, they are infinitely beyond the finite comprehension of us as mankind. Therefore, the Lord is instructing his disciples. He is teaching his disciples to pray, to ask for these blessings, to ask for these necessities from whom? From him who is able to provide for them. In this simple petition that really encompasses so much, give us this day our daily bread. But congregation, why should the Lord do it? That is the subject of our second thought, the foundation of this petition. We ask so many things of the Lord. We ask for them every day. They are things of this life. They are food and drink and health, and that our work may be prospered. But why should the Lord give it? Do we ever think about this? Do we ever consider this? You say, well, because we cannot live without it. These are the necessities of our life. That is true. And we cannot live without it. Not for one moment. But who of us, you or I, deserves to live? Has the Lord not spoken that in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die? And have we not earned for ourselves not eternal life, but a threefold death in our father Adam? Thus why? Why should the Lord do it? You say, well, we are his creatures. He has made us. We are his workmanship. That is true. We were created in his image. But have we not rebelled against him? Have we not turned our back to him? Have we not desired the way that Satan, his enemy, would lead us? When we knew, even in that moment, as Satan has spoken against God, and when we have willfully chosen such a way, do we then deserve anything because we are the creature of the Lord? The animals, yes, because they have not sinned. But man, no. Thus why? Why should the Lord give it to us? Upon what can we base such a petition? David asked Nabal. Said, Nabal, give us some food. Why? Well, we have taken care of your men. And all the while that they were with us, well, they have not lacked anything. Can we lay this before the Lord? And can we say, as David said to Nabal, can we now say unto the Lord, for this reason, because we have been so faithful, therefore thou ought to give it unto me? The Lord Jesus spoke of a man. He asked bread from his neighbor because he was his friend. Therefore he should give it. Can that be said of us? Because we are a friend of God and not an enemy of him. Our fathers understood here the loss of all our rights. That is evident in their explanation. What do they say? Give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. Be pleased. That is now the foundation that our fathers would lay before the Lord. What is that? Be pleased. That is the good pleasure of the Lord. There is nothing else except that the Lord from His sight would be pleased to give it unto us. Thus it must come from the side of the Lord. Why? Because man has forfeited every right that he has to the smallest and to the least outward blessing that he receives in this world. Lost the right to spiritual blessings, lost the right to eternal blessings, lost the right to temporal blessings, and all because of a sin. And now the Lord Jesus, He is instructing His disciples to ask. To still ask. Be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. What a wonder if the Lord is pleased to do so. That is, not to give, we read, one thing, but that our fathers say here, all things necessary. Or when the Lord will take away one thing, then we see how dysfunctional our life becomes. When the Lord only takes away, children, one of your senses, only your sight, only your hearing, and will leave all the rest to you still, then you see how that in one moment your whole life that is turned upside down. When the Lord would just withdraw His hand in one matter, in the weather, and leave it to rage, then we see how that in one moment we can all be destroyed. Be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. We may now ask, how is it possible that this can be the good pleasure of the Lord? Does His wrath not burn against mankind? Does not His curse from the moment of that first sin, does not that curse of God rest upon each man that is born into this world? How is it now possible that the Lord can be pleased to give to man even these outward blessings when He is highly displeased with us because of our sin? We know the answer. The answer is lying in mediation. The answer is lying in the mediation of that only begotten Son of God. And when that only begotten Son of God has turned away that wrath of His Father, and when that only begotten Son of God has paid the price for sin, and when that only begotten Son of God has in His active obedience pleased His Father, and this righteousness may come before the Father, and that the Father may be so completely satisfied. Here is the only reason that the Father can be pleased to give these blessings. That is not only spiritual blessings, they are also the natural blessings. And against whom was that wrath? That wrath was against all mankind. Against whom was that wrath now turned away? That was now turned away from that elect church of God. Thus, that Son of God, he has merited everything that was necessary for God to turn away his wrath from that church. And that for time and for eternity, thus the spiritual, the eternal, and also the natural blessings for that church, they are flowing out of that mediatorial work of that only begotten Son. That is why the Lord Jesus said to his church, be careful for nothing, because your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Congregation, we know that it is not only God's people, but it is also the reprobate that are receiving these same outward blessings from the Lord. So what about them? When God has turned away his wrath from his church, so that all the temporal blessings, they may now flow out unto that church. How is it that all the rest of the world, against whom that wrath of God remains, they are receiving also those same temporal blessings? Is it so that those are correct who say that Christ actually died for all men? Because he died for the reprobate also in this sense, that out of his death do flow not the spiritual and eternal blessings, but out of his death flow the temporal blessings for the reprobate. And therefore we may say that Christ actually died for all men. That is not true. Because the reprobate received the same outward blessings as God's church, but they do not receive those blessings from the same source. Those blessings are not blessings that have been merited by that mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then where are those blessings coming from? Those blessings are coming from the good pleasure of God. Those blessings are simply coming unto the reprobate in order that the world may continue for some time, so that all of the elect unto the last day of the world, all of the elect may be drawn in. And then every one of those blessings will be withdrawn from the reprobate. And then it will become evident that those blessings were not out of the right hand, but that they were out of the left hand of God. And that for them it was nothing but a fattening for that great slaughter. Thus they are blessings against which man is sinning continually by what? by hardening his heart against God. And they are blessings that are going to turn one day into a curse. Why? Because with all those blessings, we are responsible. And with all those blessings, we ought to have been so humbled under that good hand of the Lord. How will that be for us? Let us sing first. Psalter 23. 23 stanzas 2, 3, 5, and 6. From heaven, the Lord with searching eye looked down the sons of men to try, to see if any understood and sought for God, the only good. 2, 3, 5, and 6 of Psalter 23.
Our third thought, the aim of this petition. Congregation, we also, whether we use this petition in these words, or whether we use our own words, we are also daily asking the Lord in this same petition. What is now going to be the fruit upon it? If the Lord will now grant us, as He has granted us to this moment, not just in a passive way, allowing nature to continue as He has created it, in its own power, no, but in an active way, every moment supplying everything that is necessary for each creature in this world. And if the Lord will truly be pleased, so to continue to provide for us now in the future, in the rest of this day, and in the day of tomorrow, and in this weekend, and in this next year, if the Lord would truly now still continue to hear us, then what? What is our aim? What are we going to do with all that the Lord is giving to us moment by moment? Our Father speaks here of two things. First, that we may thereby acknowledge Thee to be the only fountain of all good. Is that what our intention is? To acknowledge Him? And that neither our care, nor industry, nor even Thy gifts can profit us without Thy blessing. What does it mean to acknowledge Him? That means to worship Him. That means to love Him. That means to serve Him. Is that now our aim? Is that now our intention? Do we ever even think? Do we ever even meditate upon Him? No less love Him, no less serve Him, no less worship Him? Do we not day by day credit our own care and industry for all our successes, for all the benefits that we are receiving out of His hand? Give us this day our daily bread. Why? Why should the Lord do it? Are we going to give then our life back to Him? Are we then going to keep His commandments? Are we then going to obey His will? Are we then going to forsake the world and every former friend? Are we going to seek Him with all our might, with all our strength, with all our soul? If He will provide for us all these necessities of our life, will we also do as our fathers continue here, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in Thee? Will we no longer place our trust in medicine, in doctors, in technology? Will we no longer rest in insurance policies, in protections, in safeguards that are invented by men? Will we then truly place second causes as second causes?
and see that the first cause, that He is above every one of the means that we are using in this life?
Or is it any wonder that we read in the Word of God that it repented the Lord that He has made man on the earth? How is it possible that the Lord so long endures with us and with our children? How can we even begin to fathom the great long suffering of the Lord to provide all things necessary for such rebellious creatures as you and I are? Did that ever make your heart mourn? That your heart was sorrowful before the Lord? Does the Lord have to strike us with famine? Does the Lord have to strike us with war? Does the Lord have to strike us with awful diseases in order to break our hard heart? Knowest thou not that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? Will we not suffer our hearts even to meditate upon these blessings? And will we not suffer our hearts to be moved by the great goodness and long suffering of the Lord? Oh, how will we ever dare to pray this petition again, to say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and with a heart that is unrepentant? Is that not hypocrisy? Is it not a provoking of the Lord unto anger? How will we dare to receive in this evening one more meal out of the hand of the Lord with a wrong, with an evil intention, with no thought of returning unto the Lord at all? You say, if I could only move myself. Yes, that is true. Do you feel how dead that you are? Dead in trespasses and in sins, that we cannot give to ourselves even the smallest desire, that we cannot make the slightest impression on our hard heart, that we cannot squeeze one single tear out of our dry eyes, that we cannot give to ourselves spiritual life that goes out after the Lord any more than we can give ourselves natural life? How many of us have not stood before an open grave? There were our loved ones, or if only, that we ourselves could give them life and bring them back again from the dead. But it is impossible. Where does that life come from? That life that comes from above. And therefore, that is the place we need to go to receive it. Martha said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. What did the Lord say? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Therefore it is possible to live. Therefore it is possible to be born again, though we be dead in trespasses and in sins. O congregation,
Will we not seek this in our whole life? Will we not be spent for this? All our natural health and strength which is given to us? Or is that this blessing of life, spiritual life, is that not more than all the blessings that we can receive, all the gold, all the silver, all the prosperity, all the honor, all the glory that a man can receive in this world? Pilgrim turned his back unto this world, and then he is running and crying out, life, life, eternal life. Oh, there is the evidence of a new hunger. A new hunger and a new thirst after that true and that living God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Here is a need for a different bread, that bread which came down from heaven, and they shall be fed. Because the Lord says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, he says, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Jacob, will not forsake them. I will open rivers, he says, in those high places. I will open fountains, he says, where in the deserts, in the wilderness. And he will make that wilderness a pool of water. And then, oh, then only is going to be the small beginning of that new motive, a desire for a different end, and just a small beginning of what our fathers speak here, a true acknowledgement, even for the natural blessings of this life, congregation. The Lord gave us hands to fold. The Lord gave us knees to bend. The Lord gave us the Holy Scriptures to read. The Lord gave us the ministry of His Holy Word. For all of this, you and I will come into judgment. Oh, that we would learn to use it with a holy earnestness about us, that we may be raised up from our slothfulness, that we may be made boys and girls. Do you remember? Do you remember? That we may be made as those little ants. Have you done it? Have you done it? Do you remember? Oh, did you go there once to sit outside yet and to watch those little ants? How busy preparing. Preparing for what? For winter. Oh, that such may be our life. And therefore we receive these gifts out of His hand, that we may prepare for that day that we have to stand before Him. May the Lord bind it upon our hearts. For His name's sake, amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it is but a few words. O Thou givest us to meditate for a few moments in this afternoon. O break Thou our hearts. Lord, that is not our work. That is Thy work. O come then. Give a little thought, give a little meditation upon this. Give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, could it be that we could not go on anymore, but that so Thou would stop us, and so we would become so guilty and sorrowful. Oh, teach us to weep over Thy goodness,
that it may lead us to a true repentance, that we may have that new desire, that we may be reconciled unto such a God, and so that we might need thy only begotten Son. Lord, forgive the sin of this day. In speaking and in listening, crown thy own word with thy blessing. Look upon us in the week to come, each one of us in the place that we receive in this life. Lord, remember us also as a family. When we go a little time to receive a little rest, Lord, may thou bring us safely back again, and may thou watch over each and every one of us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our closing Psalter is 431, stanzas 3 through 6. Hear, my children, hear, saith the Lord who bore thee. Never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. 3 through 6 of Psalter 431.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.